Matt Katz is a reporter for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Last week, he found himself completely scooped on the biggest story on his beat, the so-called Bridgegate scandal featuring New Jersey governor and presumed presidential hopeful Chris Christie. The news was Christie was off the hook. The federal investigation was standing down. Naturally, Katz was obliged to run the story down, and he did. He so did. Here's the follow-up piece he ran.
It started innocently enough last Thursday night with a scoop from WNBC, the local affiliate in New York.
Federal officials tell us the Justice Department has found no evidence so far that Governor Christie had any idea about the plan to shut down lanes approaching the George Washington Bridge.
There's two important elements of this statement. First, so far. This indicated that the investigation is ongoing, as subsequent reporting by WNYC confirmed. The second, the anonymous officials told WNBC only that Christie didn't know about the plan to shut down the lanes, not whether he knew after the fact and tried to cover it up, a potential crime in itself. Nor does the story report on the status of other Bridgegate-related investigations, like that of the alleged shakedown of the Hoboken mayor over Sandiade, or the New York District Attorney's probe of possible illegal use of Port Authority funds to pay for repairs to the Pulaski Skyway in Jersey City. And yet, here's how Brian Williams interpreted this anonymously sourced story on NBC Nightly News.
The federal charges are now ruled out for Chris Christie in the affair that came to be known as Bridgegate.
Then, the Washington Post jumped aboard. It ran two stories, headlined, "Today is a very good day for Chris Christie," and "Attention GOP 2016 hopefuls, Chris Christie is poised to reclaim frontrunner status." The latter story said that Christie was, quote, no longer a target of the federal investigation, even though nobody has come forward to say that, either anonymously or otherwise. Williams had to retract his story Friday night.
We may have added confusion to some complex legal reporting here last night.
It wasn't a retraction exactly, but a clarification.
The state of play is this. The feds have so far found no grounds for charges, no involvement of the governor himself. Both the federal and state investigations continue.
The Washington Post media critic Eric Wemple slammed NBC News for its reporting, but didn't mention that his paper had made the same mistake. The Post changed the lead of one of its stories online, but didn't acknowledge the error other than to note that the story had been altered from its original version. After the WNBC story, Christie told listeners of NJ 101.5 FM's Ask the Governor show that he wasn't surprised by the report.
What matters most to me is that the people in New Jersey know that I tell them the truth. They don't always have to agree with me, and they don't always agree with me. And it doesn't mean that we'll never make a mistake, because obviously that's not true either. But I've told them the truth.
Christie's office emailed a clip of those comments to reporters, and the YouTube video has already been viewed 2,500 times. Christie attended services at New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, where Pastor Joe Carter told the crowd that the governor had been cleared.
Is you cleared of all that nonsense? Amen.
Pastor Carter told the governor that he was praying for him and his family.
The New Hope Baptist Church is praying for him and all the children. Amen. God bless you.
The following day, Christie returned to the campaign trail, where he'll raise money and stump for Republicans in 6 states in 8 days. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
Matt Katz joins me now. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Bob.
Now, your piece ends talking about how Governor Christie is out on the hustings raising money for the Republican Governors Association, but he is also raising profile for Chris Christie for whatever his presidential ambitions may be, eh?
He'll be in Ohio, for example, in a few days, and they do not have a competitive gubernatorial election, and yet they are a crucial state for the presidential election. When he goes to these places, he meets with the local reporters, with all the big donors of those particular states. This is as good of a preparation you can have if you want to run for president.
There is a lot of research about what happens when misinformation gets out there. Despite the apology by Brian Williams and the corrections such as they've been in the papers, don't you suppose that people still think Chris Christie was exonerated?
For sure. There was a headline prompted by the NBC and Washington Post reports on the top of Drudge that was up there for a good 12 hours, and it said, Christie launches comeback in all capital letters. I mean, even before this came out, because it hadn't bubbled up in the national news media for a month or two, regular folks I talked to, Republicans out in the country, thought that they hadn't gotten anything on him. And he has, for all intents and purposes, been exonerated because he was out there once.
Now, as a practical matter, especially if you're running for president, if you ride the wave of exoneration for a while and you get indicted, it kind of doesn't matter what confusion existed in the months before that.
I think that's why he didn't go out there and make a hugely victorious speech after this happened. It's more helpful for assuring donors and big-time Republicans privately. Like, listen, you know, you've seen the news. I'm clear of this thing. That maybe makes them less likely to go toward other so-called moderate Republicans like Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney to try to get them in the race. What it really does for him now is assure the powers that be behind the scenes that everything is cool.
Except that we have no reason to think that one way or another, right?
We have one report from federal officials who may or may not be investigators handling this case that so far they have no evidence on one piece of one scandal that is being investigated.
I would be remiss to let you go without asking if you have any insight into how the investigation is going, state and federal, and whether there are any rumblings in the courthouse.
The federal investigation has been really under seal. The only other leak that came out turned out to be false as well. In January, right after Bridgegate broke, the New York Times sent out a breaking news alert via text and email that said that the guy who shut down the lanes, David Wildstein, had evidence to show that Christie was guilty. And then they ended up having to change their lead. All he said was that evidence exists somewhere. As far as the state investigation, it doesn't appear that they have any evidence to indicate that Christie ordered this thing, but there is a lot of smoke about whether him and his people tried to kick this under the rug. And that's why the limitation of the WNBC scoop was so significant, because it didn't say anything about the cover-up.
For our breaking news consumers handbook, would you suggest a Christie addendum which says if you see a story referring to the Christie investigation, don't bother reading it. It's wrong.
I would wait until Paul Fishman, the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, comes out one way or another and says something. They are certainly going to have to make some sort of statement if they decide not to indict him.
Matt, thanks.
Sure, Bob.
Matt Katz covers Governor Chris Christie for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio.